agitated, taunted, and teased by Tess. Allow me to start by saying that my husband and I have an amazing Christian marriage, which is the foundation on which everything worthwhile that we do is possible, from parenting and ministry to housekeeping and lovemaking. I love being married to him. Only because he loves and leads me so well and so faithfully can our sex life be as adventurous and mutually satisfying as it is. Because I know that I am always safe and loved with him, I find his firm hand and strong language during our playtime so thrilling and fun, never demeaning, selfish, or unkind in any way. With that said, let's have some fun. It had been a long, stressful work week already, and even though it was now Saturday, the pace remained frantic. I realized too late that I had overextended myself by offering to bring a homemade casserole and dessert to a new church family that evening. After spending much of the morning doing laundry and picking up around the house, I was just returning from an exhausting trip to the grocery store for the ingredients I needed. When I pulled in the driveway, I saw my husband and his neighbor friend Joe chatting in the garage. Joe had dropped by to return a borrowed tool, and the two of them were now planning a fishing trip for the following weekend. I felt a bit sorry for myself, lugging several heavy bags of groceries from the car on my own with no ready offers of help from my husband, who barely seemed to notice as I walked past him. It wasn't like him to be so inattentive or unhelpful, and my body language communicated my exhaustion and irritation. As I reached the door and fumbled to open it with my hip, I heard my husband excuse himself from Joe for a minute and head my way. But instead of helping me with the bags, he reached his arm around to hold me back. "Before you go," he said amorously, trapping me in the doorway. I let out an annoyed sigh and let him know that his timing was horrible. "I need to unpack these groceries and cook the dishes I promised to bring for the Thompsons." But instead of letting me go and helping me with the groceries, he roughly pulled me closer while I continued to struggle with the heavy bags. "Cooking will have to wait," he whispered. "You're going to help me with something." We have an agreement to always be available for each other, but this was really the limit. "You're ignoring Joe," I told him as I managed to wriggle free temporarily. "Do not walk away from me," he scolded sternly. Although Joe couldn't hear us, he could see the struggle in the doorway and started to excuse himself awkwardly. Without releasing his hold on me, my husband called over his shoulder for Joe to stay so that they could finish their plans. In my ear, he instructed me, "Go get these groceries put away and then wait for me in our room. I'll be up in 15 minutes. I managed to turn slightly in his grip so we could at least make eye contact. I was openly glaring at him now, wondering aloud why he was acting like this. Pulling me toward him even closer, he locked eyes with me and practically hissed, "Because I said so, and I'm your husband. I need to fuck my wife, so put the groceries away and get that pretty pussy of yours ready for me." With that, he unceremoniously released his hold on me, retreated to let the door close between us, and returned to finish his conversation with Joe. It's not unusual for my husband to use strong language and a firm hand when we make love. I quite like it. But this was new and unexpected, and I found myself rapidly going from pissed off to turned on. I relived the short interaction while I put the groceries away and headed upstairs to our bedroom. There, I undressed and made plans for a quick shower. Naked in front of the bathroom mirror, I took a moment to admire my body, running my hands along my curves the way my husband does, and allowing myself to slip into a playful and available mood. In the shower, the warm water and soapy lather slid around and between my breasts, past my belly button, and between my legs, washing away the world outside. My muscles relaxed, and I started to fantasize about what my husband had in store for me. My mind quickly went back to a naughty little adventure we shared just a few weeks earlier. I had found myself incredibly turned on that day after reading an unexpected and surprisingly erotic lovemaking scene in the paperback spy thriller I was holding. It immediately put me in a frisky mood, and when my husband walked into our room, he found me holding the book in one hand while the other had slipped up my skirt to playfully feel the temperature rising through my lace panties. He took the book from me and lay down beside me on the bed, whispering how much he loved to watch my fingers play, and all the ways he fantasized about taking me. As he talked to me, he purposely didn't touch me, and I felt every muscle in my body tighten and twitch, willing him to put his hands on me. I started to moan a little in anticipation of everything he had whispered in my ear. He's so good at getting me worked up. He sensed my growing agitation and jumped off the bed, pulling me up with him and then pushing me firmly to my knees on the floor in front of him. When he unzipped his pants, his cock was big and hard already, and he put his hand on the back of my head, guiding me. My mouth watered, and we both enjoyed the slippery, wet sounds of me sucking and licking the full length of his cock. It wasn't long before I felt him getting even harder and bigger. He knows I love the sweet taste of his pre-cum, but that I prefer him to squirt his full cum shot on my tits instead of swallowing, and I knew that if we kept going this way, I would soon have a sexy pearl necklace. But before it was too late, he grabbed a handful of my long hair, pulled back my head, and made me release his cock from my mouth. Then he gently pulled me up off the floor. Once he had me on my feet, he powerfully spun me around and put me on all fours at the edge of the bed, pressing my head and shoulders down to the spread and pulling my hips up and back towards him. He paused a moment, then shoved my skirt up, exposing my thin lace panties, now damp with anticipation. For a few moments, he massaged and slapped my ass, telling me how much he loved that view of me. We were both worked up now, but I was so ready to be taken that just the thought of feeling him plunge his cock into my pussy had me twitching at the edge of orgasm. He is so good at teasing me and knows how I love agonizing anticipation. Instead of giving me what I was expecting just then, he got on his knees behind me and expertly explored my pussy with his tongue while he playfully spanked my bottom right over my tight hole. Ecstasy. It felt so good that it was all I could do to not let go. Between mouthfuls, he reminded me to control my eagerness and not to come yet. He knew I would want more, and my husband is so obliging. Standing back up, he continued to play with and spank my rear, but used the other hand to pull my hips closer, as he finally thrust his cock in my very ready and wet pussy. Ooh, my fingers and toes tingled, and my head was spinning. He pounded my pussy so hard, and I loved the sound of him against me, and the fantastic feeling of his ball spanking my clit with every thrust. Thinking back on that day while in the shower almost made me come right then and there. But there was more to remember from that day, and I enjoyed getting ready for him this way. While the warm water continued to wash over me and my soapy fingers lightly grazed my clit, I continued to reminisce. He was giving it to me good when I hoarsely demanded, "Keep fucking me like that." Dizzy with all the stimulation and ready to come, I still didn't want it to end. He stopped abruptly to tease me more. "What do you want, and how do you want it?" he goaded. "I want you to fuck my pussy like that again," I said. "I love it when you take me that way, and I can feel your balls spank my clit over and over." But instead of obliging me, he turned me on my back, spread my legs open, and kneeled in front of me. "Play with your pussy for me," he demanded. Did I mention we like to keep each other right on the edge for as long as possible? I fingered myself with one hand and grabbed desperately for him with the other. "Please fuck me," I begged. Instead, he pulled a thick dildo from the nightstand and playfully massaged my pussy with it while I continued to feather my clit. I was going mad with need. "Does it feel good?" he toyed. "It feels amazing," I replied breathlessly. "But not as good as your cock. I need you to fill me up." I've never been a huge fan of anal sex, but my husband is very turned on by it, and today he had me so keyed up that I was surprised to feel both my pussy and my ass pulsating for him. Without removing the swirly, thick dildo from my pussy, he effortlessly put me back on my hands and knees and pressed my upper body firmly against the bed, again pulling my hips up and back against his pelvis. He engaged the vibration feature on the toy still occupying my pussy before spreading my cheeks wide apart to reveal the tight pink hole now twitching wildly at him. He slapped at it with his cock, then asked, "Didn't you say something about wanting me to fill you up and to fuck you hard?" I felt the chilly drizzle of lube run down my crack. I tried to answer, but was so agitated that I only managed to moan hoarsely before he firmly pushed his cock into my ass. With the dildo filling my pussy and pleasantly vibrating inside me, his cock stretched my tight hole and pumped with deep, long, ecstasy-inducing strokes. My orgasm sent wave after wave of pleasure from head to toe, timed perfectly with the sound of my husband groaning with delight as his cum flooded me. I got well and truly fucked by my amazing husband that day. With that memory enjoyed and my entire body again twitching with anticipation, I ended my shower. I dried off with a soft towel, rubbed myself down with scented massage oil, and put on my sexiest bra and panties. I was eager now, wondering if my husband was still in the garage thinking about fishing. When I heard his footsteps on the stairs, I knelt on the bed facing the door. He opened the door but remained in the doorway, silently facing me, his expression very stern. "I was a good girl and got myself ready like you said," I offered, hoping to please him. His expression didn't change as he continued to scrutinize me from his place in the doorway. "Get on your hands and knees and show me," he said coldly. I obeyed, moving onto all fours at the edge of the bed with my lace-trimmed rear end toward him so he could inspect what's his. I heard him kneel on the floor behind me and felt his warm breath close to my pussy, inhaling my scent but not touching me. Then he expertly hooked a couple of fingers under my lace panties, pulling them aside to reveal my pussy for closer visual inspection, but careful to not quite touch my skin. He was driving me crazy, and he knew it. My head was spinning, and my entire body felt electrified and agitated. After a long pause, he finally spoke. "This pussy is definitely ready to be fucked," he announced clinically. "I told you I was a good girl," I reminded him. He leaned over so that his face was next to my ear, and I could feel his cock, big and hard through his pants, pressing against me. "But you weren't a good girl, were you?" he said. "You talked back and disobeyed me in front of my friend. Do you know what happens to wives when they don't obey the first time?" he asked. I knew what I was hoping would happen, but I could only manage to moan, "I'm sorry." He spanked me so hard that I nearly climaxed, because even though it stung, I had been so eager for him to touch me. "They have to beg to get fucked. That's what happens to disobedient wives," he said as he pulled me to my feet, facing him. His expression serious, he placed his hands on my shoulders. "Get on your knees," he demanded. He unzipped his pants, revealing his stiff and ready cock, then held the back of my head with both hands as I took him in my mouth, licking and sucking until he got even harder and I could taste his pre-cum. I imagined sucking him until he was ready to squirt his cum all over me. Maybe I would rub it all around my tits and between my legs. But no, I sorely needed him to stay hard for me. He let go of the back of my head and pulled himself slowly out of my mouth until he was just taunting my upper lip with the head of his cock. "Now you're being a good girl," he said. "Should I let you choose how you want to be fucked, or should I decide?" He knows how I like it best when I've had to wait so long and he's gotten me so worked up. I want him behind me, playfully spanking my ass and pounding his cock into my pussy, with his balls slapping at my clit. "Don't worry, I'm gonna fuck my wife just the way she likes it." And he did. I'm delighted to say that this story is based on real events. Our combined fantasies communicated and come to life. We wish all married couples the joy and satisfaction of safe and loving adventures together.